This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maricruz Esparza. Date of birth is May the 8th, 2002. Case ID number 3736029. Date of exam 7/12/2022. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 20-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office with her grandmother, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of unable to be able to read or write, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, obesity, comma, asthma, comma, headaches, comma, and hallucinations. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. She recently graduated from high school with a high school diploma on June the 8th, 2021 in a special ed class. At the present time, she lives in a trailer with her grandmother. Allegations, number one, unable to read or write. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, obesity. Number four, asthma. Number five, headaches. Number six, hallucinations. History of allegations, number one, unable to read or write. The claimant states that since the time she was in elementary school, approximately in 2008, she has been mentally slow and was placed in a special ed education class. She was born a preemie, secondary to her mother being on medications for seizures, and weighed approximately 3 pounds at birth. She states that she can write her name, but has difficulty reading and writing and understanding how to do simple tasks. This has been an ongoing problem in her life, and she has needed assistance from the time she was a child. She is able to do simple things, chores in the house, but basically doesn't understand certain orders, questions, or subjects. The claimant is mentally slow and has a mild retardation. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2012, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. The family denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, nephropathy, neuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does not check her blood glucose daily and is presently not taking any oral medications. The grandmother does not recall any blood glucose levels and is a very poor historian. Allegation number three, morbid obesity. The claimant states that in 2014, she started to gain large amounts of weight secondary to inactivity. The claimant, is, as noted earlier, is mentally slow and just lies around the trailer all day long. She does not like to get out of bed or to do other things. She plays with her computer and her tablets all day long. She is morbidly obese. Her BMI is 47. However, the grandmother states that she has actually lost 30 pounds. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number 4, asthma. The claimant states that in 2002, she was diagnosed with asthma secondary to allergies. She denies any history of emphysema, bronchitis, pneumonia, or any cardiac disease. Her asthma is precipitated by walking one block and climbing two flights of stairs. She has no problem with asthma when she's talking, resting, or with seasonal changes. The family denies anybody smoking in the family. The claimant has never been to the emergency room or been hospitalized for asthma, as well as not being intubated for this condition. She was on an inhaler at one time, but is no longer using an inhaler. She was diagnosed with allergic asthma and is not being treated at this time, but appears to be stable. Allegation number 5, tension headaches. The claimant states that since her grandfather passed away, she has been having tension headaches with hallucinations. She states that the character pain is a dull pain located in the frontal area of her head since she has been having since 2019. She states the headaches last approximately 2 hours and she has a headache at least once a month. She denies any symptoms of nausea, vomiting, photophobia, paresthesias, scalp tenderness, vertigo, or poor vision. She was diagnosed with tension headaches and presently takes Tylenol 500 milligrams QD, PRN, whenever she does have a headache. She states that she responds within 30 minutes. Allegation number 6. The claimant states that since 2020, she has been hearing sounds and seeing hallucinations of dark shadows. She also hears whistling in her ears. The grandmother states that since her husband passed away, that the claimant has had hallucinations and will start telling her about all the different shadows walking around her. She has not seen a psychiatrist for this and is presently on no medications. The claimant has had no x-rays, no fractures, no surgeries, or injections given for any kind of pain. She denies any symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain or stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, or pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to use a skillet or sweep a room. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time and is presently on no medications. She does no other physical activity. Family history, she did not know her father. Her mother is 43 and is disabled with epilepsy. Her mother lives in Mission, Texas. Medications, none. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, asthma, The claimant has difficulty with reading and writing, but is able to write her name and to read simple phrases. Obesity, major surgeries, tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4. Weight, 271 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 4 inches. BP, 134 over 93 mmHg. Heart rate, 114 beats per minute. Respiration, 15 respirations per minute. BMI, 47. The claimant's heart rate was elevated secondary to walking in the heat outside. It did go down with resting in the cool office. Could you please, General? This is a 20-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be not a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her grandmother. General, could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences. Visual acuity is mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, the claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but was not oriented times three and had difficulty remembering the date and exactly why she was there. She did have good eye contact with me, and her speech was fluent. Her mood was appropriate for the time. She did have fairly clear thought processes, and her memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and she was not oriented to time or place, person, and situation. Reflex of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to mild mental retardation, inability to write and understand or comprehend what she reads. Probable diagnoses. Number one, unable to read and write at a normal level with comprehension, secondary to mild mental retardation. Number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, not being treated at this time, could not grandmother and claimant or poor historians, and appears that the claimant is not being checked or treated. Number three, obesity, morbid, not being treated at this time. However, the claimant has lost 30 pounds. within the last year. Number four, asthma. Dash, normal physical exam, not being treated at this time, appears to be stable. Number five, tension headaches, being treated with Tylenol, may be secondary to mild hypertension. Number six, hears sounds and hallucination, not being treated at this time. The claimant has not been evaluated by a psychiatrist. And may need to be evaluated in the future. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maricruz Esparza.